Good morning and happy Easter, everyone. Welcome to Pilgrim Church. Thank you. And now let us open our bulletins and greet each other with the ancient Christian greeting. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Please stand if you're able and join me in the call to worship. Easter begins in despair.
Our life, our love, our hope forever dead, crushed by boulder, bottled up in a cave.
Who will roll away the stone?
Easter takes us by surprise early in the morning. The obstacles we expect to face are removed. It is at first too good to be true.
Christ our Savior is risen from the dead. Break forth into joy. Sing together. Alleluia.
God rolls away the stone. God comforts those whose hearts are broken.
Now we know victory over death. Now we know joy over despair.
For God has raised Christ from the grave. The tomb is empty. Death has been defeated for all the earth.
Let us
sing joyfully. Alleluia.
Our opening hymn is number 233, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
There, it's beautiful. For those who can, please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Giver of new life, we come this morning with alleluias, banners, lilies, tulips, and songs. We come to worship in beauty and in truth, because we have faith that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, hope that the resurrection will enter each of our lives to transform them, and because through Christ's Spirit we have come to love one another. Accept our worship, gracious God. Be present with us, O roller of stones, as miracle, mystery, and tender hands of grace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. And now I would like to ask the young and young at heart to come forward and take a seat on the steps. Come on, brave young children. Chop, chop, we gotta finish soon. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome back, Reverend Melinda.
Thank you, but that wasn't good enough for me. This is my first Sunday back. I will have to, everyone looks so pretty today, especially the ladies. Okay, so one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was good. Okay, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a very difficult question for you this morning. And it won't be about Easter. Have you ever lifted up something very, very heavy?
Weight.
Yes? And what was that?
Weight.
Weight? Oh, wow. Can you tell us how much? Can you lift?
Like 20.
20, wow, that's awesome. Have you ever
lifted? A heavy box of Legos.
Okay, a heavy box of Legos, okay.
A stone when I was 4.
Oh, wow, like a big stone? How big? Like really big?
No.
Not too big, but heavy. Have you ever lifted something very heavy?
Yes.
Yes? And what was that?
My Barbies.
Your Barbies are heavy? They need to lose weight or something. Her Barbies are really heavy.
Some boxes with some very heavy stuff in it.
Okay, some boxes with some very heavy stuff in it. So what do? You are all very, like, really good at lifting stuff, but what happens if the box or the stone that you lifted or something is just too heavy for us to lift? What do you do then if it's just too heavy?
We ask for help.
Perfect.
You drop it.
This thing just doesn't work really well. But yes, you either drop it or you ask for help.
Or keep on trying.
Keep on trying. I love that one. See, I didn't even think about that. But yes, that's a really good one. Well, if it's just really, really heavy because the rock is just as big as we are and we will never lift it up, then what we do is we
ask for help.
We ask for help. And this microphone is not working, but we ask for help. So, hello, little bunnies. Welcome. So we ask for help. And this is what the Easter story is about today. Who can tell me what happened on Good Friday? And we have a baby, and it's not my baby, but soon we'll have my baby too. Who can tell me what happened on Good Friday?
The soldiers killed Jesus.
Okay, so Jesus.
And they hung him on the cross.
Jesus died on the cross. Excellent, very good. And what happened after he died?
They put him in the cave with a big giant circle stone around it so no one stole the body. So, and they put guards to guard.
Very good. Wow, we know all the details here. Wow, we're detail people. Somebody knows their homework. Okay, so yes, they put him in a big giant cave and they put a gigantic stone at the entrance of the cave. And guess what happened? Easter morning, do you know what happened Easter morning? Like in our story, there are three ladies who wanted.
They came to put sprays around Jesus' body, but he was not in the cave.
He was not in the cave. Don't tell them what happened, okay? Jesus was not in the cave. Wow. So Jesus was not in the cave, but before that happened, there were these three beautiful ladies who were walking to bring these spices and herbs and nice smelling things to put them on Jesus's body. And they were worried, who will roll away that big gigantic stone that Curtis was talking about? And we didn't tell them what happened to the stone. What happened when they got to this cave or the burial site? Can you say it one more time?
The stone was already rolled out.
Yes, exactly. The stone was already rolled out. It wasn't even there because somebody rolled away the stone that Easter morning. And you know what happened?
Jesus comes back to life.
Oh, Jesus comes back to life. Exactly. And do you think that he rolled away the stone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it could have been Jesus. What I usually say, God rolls away the stones because like that big gigantic stone was on the outside. Maybe Jesus pushed it out, but I think that God just miraculously rolled away the stone. And then there was even an angel who could have helped. So this story is like a mystery for all of us. We don't really know. You know what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they know what happened. Okay. What happened?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, okay. But do you think Jesus came back to life? Okay, so the bunnies know that Jesus came back to life, and that's what the point is. Actually, it's Easter morning. And besides that, when you have something very difficult to deal with, or you have a very difficult stone or something to lift up, you ask for help. And when you have something difficult to deal with in your life, older children may know that they have a test or they have to do something difficult. What is difficult for you to do?
Sometimes make my bed.
To make your bed? Okay, well, that's pretty difficult. So there's at least one thing I can suggest here. You can pray to God to give you strength to make your bed, or we can also pray. You don't know how many times I prayed before tests and, you know, when difficult things come in our way. But all those stones that, you know, figuratively come into our lives can be rolled away by God. So when you have something difficult, what do?
You ask for help.
You ask for help and you pray to God. Will you say a prayer with me, bunnies and everyone? Let us pray. Thank you, God, for helping us.
For helping us.
When things get difficult.
When things get difficult.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we
pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You did a wonderful job. And because it's Easter, not because these are heavy, but I brought some chocolate. These are not heavy stones, so you can lift them up. And you ran back to soon, Mary, I think that's your name. So bunnies and everyone, maybe the teachers can distribute these chocolate eggs at when you go to care camp. So young people, you may go to care camp, and we will see you soon. Mary. You can come back for communion.
book of Acts is believed to be the second book written by Luke. In the book of Luke, he told all that Jesus did and taught from the very first until he was taken up to heaven. In the book of Acts, Luke continues the story by describing some of the struggles the disciples faced as they tried to obey the command of Jesus to tell everyone about me everywhere in the world. In today's reading, Simon Peter has been summoned by a man named Cornelius to speak to the people of Caesarea. This is Acts 10, 34 through 43. Gentiles, hear the good news. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who loves him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. They put him to death by hanging on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. In 1 Corinthians, once again, we hear the wisdom and teachings of Paul. Today's reading finds Paul encouraging the Corinthians to be firm in their belief that God has given them victory over death. He establishes the certainty of our Savior's resurrection. This is 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 11, the resurrection of Christ. Now I should remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to someone untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe.
You are the one who saves, lift
Thank you, choir and ghost who played the piano. I knew I would get a surprise, but that was a little creepy. The piano played itself, so I was like... Okay, our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This year, Easter is filled with joy. It's a joy to be back after maternity leave. I love my baby, and this is one of the happiest experiences of my life. But I miss all of you while playing mother to Sophia. So it's a joy to be back, and in a way, for me, this is a resurrection experience. I feel alive again. I get to go out again after being a 24-hour-a-day nursemaid for a couple of months. It feels good to play as a minister, and it feels good to play as a mother. God has given my life so many blessings that I feel resurrected. And yes, my baby makes those noises too. And that's why she's not here today. Oh, that's okay. Just kidding. That's not why she's not here today. And isn't that what Easter is all about? Easter is filled with joy simply because it's Easter. Simply because Christ is risen. God's grace has conquered death. You don't have to take him out. He can sing here for us, but it's okay. In the Gospel of Mark, Easter starts out mysteriously and quietly. Well, now it's quiet here too, but we don't have to be quiet all the time. Three sad women are walking toward the tomb, and the only thing they are talking about is the stone that they will not be able to remove from the entrance. Easter starts out in the dark. The Sabbath is over Saturday evening, and the women cannot wait to go and take care of Jesus' dead body. As soon as the sun comes up, they start their gloomy journey to the tomb. These three women loved Jesus dearly. It's understandable, for he changed their whole lives. He loved them to the end. Then on Good Friday, they saw him die on the cross. They saw him buried. They saw his lifeless body. So on Easter morning, the women were quiet, walking, lost in their thoughts. Out loud, they were worried about the practical aspects of their mission. How will they get to the body of Jesus? There's a huge stone at the entrance to the tomb. Who will remove the stone? What the women don't know yet is that they are about to get a big surprise. And no, it's not a ghost piano. That was a joke. It's okay. You can sleep. Don't worry about it. It's true. The body of Jesus is not available. But not because of the stone, but because he's busy doing other things. It's almost funny. The young man dressed in a white robe, the angelic messenger, acts like an administrative assistant explaining why you can't talk to his boss. Oh, you're looking for Jesus? Sorry, you just missed him. He's on his way to Galilee. Yes, it's funny. You can laugh. The angel delivers the good news of Easter morning with a bit of spice, a bit of humor, and the fearful women are so shocked that they can't say a word. I don't want to sound old-fashioned or narrow-minded, and I'm a woman too, you know. But can you imagine how hard it is to make three women be quiet? They were so shocked that they couldn't talk. I'm sure the angel did a wonderful job scaring them. He may have looked scary, but what he just said was even scarier. A dead person just walked out of his tomb, and he's on his way to Galilee. How is that even possible? However, the scary news was also the happy news of Easter. The women might have been shocked, but they were also getting ready to rejoice. It's just not in this part of our reading. They were the first people to experience the joy of Easter. The stone of sadness in their heart was rolled away. That first sunrise service, those few words that the angel gave them, give them joy and hope for the whole world. Those few words signaled a new era for everyone. Jesus has brought hope to thousands of generations of Christians who were able to see how life triumphs over death and how death doesn't have the last word. Death didn't have the last word in Jesus' life, and it doesn't have the last word in our lives either. We will live even after we die. In Christ, we will live forever. In Christ, the stones in our lives will be rolled away. But you may ask, what kind of stones are you talking about? Not just one stone, but stones. I don't have kidney stones, oh heaven help you, no. We all have stones in our lives that need rolling away. Some of them megalithic. As human beings in a complicated world, we encounter problems, both big and small. Life isn't easy for anyone. Sometimes we get two or three big problems at the same time, and we think that we cannot possibly deal with them any longer. Our strength alone is simply not enough to make things better. Many of us carry quietly around the heavy weight of physical or mental suffering, the weight of secrets or painful experiences that burden our lives. Mostly we are not able to remove these stones that stand in the way of our happiness. By ourselves, we are just not strong enough to roll away those stones so that our spiritual resurrection may happen. Heavy stones that weigh down our lives can be quite stubborn. Just like the three women in our story, we need external help to deal with them. There are people who specialize in rolling stones away. There are counselors, psychologists, and ministers. They can listen and guide you around those megaliths so that you do not injure your soul on them. There are also friends, family members, and people in your life who love you and want to help you. However, there are stones so heavy that only God can move them. God rolled away the greatest stone Easter morning. God conquered death. Jesus did not stay in Joseph's tomb forever, but was risen from the dead. God rolled away the stone, and Jesus walked out. Easter rolls away stones for all of us. If you have one of those heavy stones in your life that needs moving, you have come to the right place. The same God that restored the life of Jesus is present in this holy place and ready to resurrect your life. Here at Pilgrim Church UCC, God offers us healing, comfort, and spiritual rebirth. If a stone is in the way of your happiness, you may not have hope that help is on the way. Often we give up just before the miracle happens. But God is much stronger than our imagination. The stone you worry about is just a pebble to God. God will help us with every challenge. And just like a heavy stone couldn't stop Jesus that first Easter morning, there's no stone large enough, no suffering, sickness, or hurt feelings that can stop Jesus today. God loves you and will be with you every step of the way. And if all the stones have been removed from your life, God still needs you. God needs you. Today, God needs our willing hands and feet to reach out to the rest of the world. Through our hearts, Christ wants to love the unlovable. Through our hands, Christ wants to help the poor, the homeless, and the hungry. Through our feet, Christ wants to go to many places and bring the good news of hope where faith is needed. Through our lips, Christ wants to spread healing, reconciliation, and forgiveness. For we are Christ's living hands and feet in the world. Morning has broken, the wait is over. Death has died, and life has conquered the world. God has rolled away the stone. Happy Easter, everyone. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 238, Now the Green Blade Rises. And please stand if you're able. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we rejoice that through your life-giving power, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. In his resurrection, we have hope for the future and joy for today. We celebrate together, young and old, for we know that you can roll away the heavy stones of our lives. Thank you that you love us and care for us. With you on our side, we know everything's possible. Now, trusting in the power of prayer, we ask you to strengthen the weak and heal the sick. Bless the children in our congregation, both young and old, and be gracious with those who have to work during Easter. We ask you to be with the firefighters, doctors, nurses, police, and soldiers, and all those people who selflessly sacrifice for our safety. Today we also say special prayers on the people on our prayer list. We pray for Lee Bowley and Lee Carvalho, Claudette, Frank, Joe, Kristen, Carolyn, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Judy Levine and Judy Nelson, Ralph, Noah, Porter, Shirley, Sharon, and we pray for the people in the military. We also pray for Bill, Sean, and John. We celebrate with the Perry family, with Lee, and with Lisa's mom, who just celebrated her birthday. Today we rejoice in your resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ. We sing hymns and anthems to your name. We celebrate that in you, our resurrection is possible as well. And now in the next few quiet moments, we joyfully rest in your loving presence. And now join me in praying the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
Wonderful, I can explain.
And now let us open our bulletins at the prayer of dedication. And let us say together, God of seekers and doubters, bless these gifts so that the world may know that you are always appearing. Bless our hands so that your love might appear in the work we share. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now open your hymnals at hymn number 347, and let's get ready for communion. Let us talents and tongues employ. 347.
Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, as the world around moves above. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, as the world around moves above. Jesus calls us in, sends us out, bearing fruit in a world of doubt. Gives us love to do, bread to share, God Emmanuel everywhere. Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again.
Please be seated. And now please open your bulletins at the Sacrament of Communion. Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall not hunger. You who believe in me shall never thirst. In company with all who hunger for spiritual food, we come to this table to know the risen Christ in the sharing of this life-giving bread. This table is for all Christians who wish to know the presence of Christ and to share in the community of God's people. O God, no matter what the young man dressed in a white robe might say, we are alarmed. We are alarmed that you would choose to appear to us. We can understand that you might appear to disciples, those that went with Jesus to do good and heal the oppressed. It is hard for us to imagine that you truly show no partiality. Surely there are more talented people, more prayerful people, more intelligent people, more faithful people than we are. But today, O God, we remember that you come to all of us. You come to the strong and the ill, the rich and the poor, the proud and the humble. You appear. You come again to remind us what we have forgotten. Forgive us, O God, for our alarm. Forgive us, O God, for not believing. Appear to us now, so that we might be resurrected with your love. Amen. God appeared long ago to the faithful. God appears now to doubters. God will appear to seekers. God appeared and is appearing, because God shows no partiality, because God so loves this world, and God so loves you. Amen. And now I invite you to exchange signs of peace with one another using these traditional words that have been spoken by Easter Christians throughout the centuries. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Thank you. And now let us gather around the table with the offering of bread and drink upon it, and the promise of the living Christ among us. This is the welcome table of God, where all who seek to be at peace with their neighbor and all who seek the mercy of God in Christ are embraced. Come, for we are invited in to this holy mystery. We are ready. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall not hunger, and all who believe in me shall never be thirsty. We are hungry and thirsty. O Lamb of God, we come. We remember that on the night of betrayal and desertion, Jesus took his authority as the Christ and offered the bread in thanksgiving and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way and by the same authority, Jesus offered the cup in thanksgiving and said, Take, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Open our eyes to the mystery of Christ's presence in these ordinary things, in these our ordinary lives. May they be for us the very essence of the living Christ in our midst. Through the bread, through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of blessing, we participate in the new life Christ gives. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all things are ready. And now our communion stewards will serve you the bread and juice. To demonstrate our unity in Christ, we will take the elements together. Please wait until everyone has been served. And now eat this, for it is the body of Christ broken for you. Amen.
Thank you.
And now drink this, for it is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. And now let us say together our prayer of thanksgiving found in your bulletins. Gracious and loving God, you have made us one in the body of Christ and nourished us at your table with holy food and drink. Thank you for feeding our hunger and relieving our thirst. Now send us unto the world to do the work you have given us to do, to find the lost and lonely, to heal broken souls, to free prisoners, and make the powerful care. Grant us strength to persevere in resisting evil and to proclaim in all we say and do your good news in our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 240, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Please stand if you're able. one last little exercise. Pick up your bulletins and we will do the benediction responsively. Do not look for the risen Jesus only here in the confines of this church building. We will seek the risen Jesus on the roads and in the streets, in all the pathways and byways of our lives. Do not seek comfort in the familiar, but dare to risk the unfamiliar. We know that resurrection makes all things new. Do not cling to all the old unexpected notions about Jesus, God, Spirit, but go forth and celebrate this truly good news. Because Christ lives, new possibilities are ever before us. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.